The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this fifth day of June, 2023. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and again, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight we have, oh boy, we have a lot to do tonight. But tonight our producer, the guy on the board, is referred to as Mr. Venus. Hey, Mr. Venus.
How's it going?
Oh, there you go. That's him. He's kind of a laid-back fella. Tonight we have here, live with me in the studio, guest host tonight, Jan Barrett. Say hello, Jan Barrett.
Hello.
Okay. Listen here, sit up, take your mic, no, push it up, right up there, a little further up, just a little bit, okay, that'll work right there, okay. Now, we have a whole lot to talk about tonight, so we're going to get right into it. People have been talking about, everywhere you turn, they're trying to shove sodomy on us. This is Pride Month, this is recognized as National Pride Month, folks. The other day, when Joe Obama Biden, when this wicked, wicked man, when he declared that all of our embassies worldwide should fly the sodomite flag, the next day, Joe took a fall. You see, pride comes before the fall. Pride comes, and this is what they're celebrating, what they call LGBTQ pride. God hates pride, and God hates sodomy, and it's that very sodomy, what God has called an abominable thing. In other words, an old Hebrew definition of that is the stench of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God. What God has called an abominable thing is what they're all trying to force upon our children. And folks, we're not going to take it. We're going to push back with everything we have. And so the title of the message tonight is, Their Pride Has Made Them an Abomination to the Lord. And we're going to start tonight in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, you know, here, when he's talking about dying to the world, Christians live by dying to the world. But Christians also die in the world. We must never forget. Right now, more than ever. And people don't know it because you're not going to hear it except for on programs like this. Christians are being martyred all over this world. More Christians are being, the persecution is greater than it's ever been. But you hardly hear a word of it. You won't hear a word of it on the government Antichrist news, NBC, ABC, CBS, what they call the mainstream media. Now, we here as a people today, as we fight this, and I'm talking about real Christians. I'm talking about real Christians. I'm not talking about those that have a profession but not a possession of salvation. I'm not talking about those that are See, Christianity is a spectator sport. I'm not talking about the entertainment industry or obviously, I'm not talking about the apostate church out there because they're literally the church of Satan. I'm talking about real, true Christians here must be willing to do what so many of our brothers and sisters in Christ all over this world are done. We being willing to lay your life down for your faith. Now, he goes on to say here, by the way, when he says, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable. That word, there, reasonable, in the Greek, is logikos. If I remember right, well, that is. That's the word for logical. In other words, here he's telling you that to be ready to lay your life down for the cause of Christ is just your logical, your reasonable service to God. He goes on to say, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and reasonable and perfect word of God. That's an interesting thing here. We should be, this world, everything in this world is at enmity with God. And when we're talking about world, we're not talking about planet Earth, okay? What you're seeing today is, especially in the schools and universities, peer pressure, real peer pressure for our young people to be conformed. They really don't understand. Listen, our young people and those today, and even those in the universities, they really don't understand that pushing back and being repulsed by LGBTQ, which is sodomy, which is a horrible sin. It is a sin that is very repulsive to God. And again, like I said, one of the old Hebrew definitions is the stench of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God. The very first time the word abomination was used, it was used in Leviticus 18 to describe the sin of sodomy. And here today, as we see this, the push is on, and I mean you got the corporate push and all to try to make this a legitimate and acceptable to the young people, to everybody. And he goes on to say, transformed by the renewing of your minds. Our renewed minds were once blinded by the god of this world. And that's what he tells you over there in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Until we were saved. When we were unsaved, our minds were blinded. Today, the vast majority of them out there are blinded by the god of this world, by Satan. They're biblically illiterate and they're clueless. In fact, it's referred to as not only have they become reprobate, but they're referred to as simple-minded over in Proverbs 2. And so here, he said that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that word prove here, that's the key to knowing what God's will is. That's what it's referring to. Now, the LGBTQ, what they call, and the woke, there is today around the world an increasingly sense of urgency to usher in this Antichrist New World Order. I mean, they've gone from Agenda 2030 now to Agenda 25. They're trying to move it up. They want to try to push this in, this Antichrist New World Order. Literally, they're welcoming in Satan. They're trying to usher in Satan and the Antichrist into our world here today. Now, there seems to be a mindset that if they can bring it in fast and furious, that they can somehow escape the inevitable. And what we're talking about, the inevitable, is God's word. God's word tells them how this is all going to end. He tells them how this is all going to end here. And so here, I got a message for you, George Soros. I got a message for you, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and Hillary, and all the rest. Scripture can't be broken. It can't be broken. It's impossible. You know, the Lord Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass, but my words will never pass away. For 2,000 years, your side has done everything they could possibly do to break the word of God, and it can't happen. And because God said it can't happen. And so here, when we see the lockstep effort by the morally challenged left by what to legitimize any and all forms of iniquity, everything that God calls sin today, everything that God calls sin today, these people embrace. Whether it's abortion, euthanasia, pedophilia, sodomy, if God's word, the Bible, calls it a sin, the Democratic Party pretty much has it in their platform. And I want to go over now to Proverbs 16. And in Proverbs chapter 16, we read verses 1 through 19. Now here, I want you to keep in mind that the mainstream media, again, keep trying to legitimize everything. And this is what, in this passage, we're going to see some of this, whether it's pedophilia, whether it's this transmutation now, where they want to do, they literally want to mutate our young children. It's become insanity. And now the latest thing that they've come up with is women marrying themselves. This is the latest thing that they've come out with, women that marry themselves, folks. And they actually have had some of these where these women will actually put on a wedding dress and have all of everything, and they'll stand in front of a full-length mirror and they'll exchange vows to themselves. Now, see, this is a form of insanity. And this is what you call being reprobate. They have been given over to a reprobate mind. And so we read this here. Now, over in Psalm, or in Proverbs chapter 16, in this Proverbs, they're encouraging a godly life, okay? The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Now, I've got to tell you this. These young people actually think that by accepting pedophiles, right now they want to change, they want to lower the age. In fact, they want to legalize pedophilia altogether. They want to legalize it. And I've been in a prison ministry. I was in it, well, I've actually been in 50 years. But for 45 years, actively on a regular basis, going up to death row in all the prisons. And I ministered over those years to many, many men who have been in prison. In fact, one of those men when we were kids, as a youth, was a very good friend of mine. And he's been in prison since 1985 for the very same crimes and lesser crimes than what the Democratic Party wants to make legal. Now, the Democratic Party, okay, is flush with pedophiles. Folks, you listen to me. We've been telling you this stuff for years. They're flush with pedophiles. He goes on to say, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself. Yeah, even the wicked for the day of evil. Do you understand what that means? Most people get really confused about that verse. Even the wicked for the day of evil. He's referring to, we would know what good is if it weren't for bad. We wouldn't know what hot is if it weren't for cold. And what God is showing us how to be good by not being wicked, not being what the opposition is, not being what the Democratic Party is today. Not being what NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC, not being what these people are pushing, what they're pushing in the public school system. I see here, we have articles here where now people had no idea. They sent their children to school only to find out their children were taking places in sodomite activities and being promoted with drag queens. And folks, I've told you for 50 years, if you love your children, get them out of the public school system. If you love them, get them out of that public school system. ASP, he said, everyone that is proud in heart, everyone is proud. Again, they keep talking about sodomite pride, folks. Everyone that is proud in the heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Okay. In other words, he's telling you this. No matter how they say, well, everybody's doing it. We've accepted it. This is the world. We will legitimize it. We will make it legal in Congress. The courts will recognize sodomy as acceptable. Therefore, God has to be conformed to us. Well, he's telling you here, though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. No, God is immutable. He does things the same way. He's long-suffering, but he's not slack when it comes to judgment. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and so is equity. And so is equity. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart devises his ways, but the Lord directeth his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresses not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's, and all the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to the kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. The wrath of the king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance, a life in the favor is a cloud of the later rain. Now he's referring to good kings here, righteous kings. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather than chosen than silver? The highways of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserved his soul. Pride goeth before destruction. That's right. LGBTQ pride goeth before destruction. All you corporate out there, all that have gone woke, promoting. And I see now, even though Target's going downhill fast. I mean, but they're literally destroying. They're trying to take down capitalism. And boy, I feel bad for the stockholders in Target. But now, Walmart, who's had to close I don't know how many stores, now they're saying they're going all out sodomite too, with the sodomite clothes. The just unbelievable how what they've been degraded to. And folks, listen to me. Here's what the mindset what they're trying to get across to you. The mindset is, look, these people out there, their pocketbook means more to them than their honor and their integrity. We can spit in their face. As long as we can save them money, they'll come to our stores. Now, what they're telling you, folks, just like the Los Angeles Dodgers are telling all of the Catholics out there, you don't have the honor, the decency, the integrity to boycott us. You don't. You don't. In fact, you're telling all the Christians and any decent people, we're gonna literally throw our filth in your face, and you'll still come for your entertainment. And I can tell you what, if you're a type of person that goes to those Dodgers games after what they did, well, you're not only morally challenged, you're degenerate. And listen, that's not my opinion. Read God's Word, the Bible. Now, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. I'm going to stop right here for tonight, and we're going to go with some announcements. Jan Barrett from Jug County Tea Party is going to give us some announcements. So, Jan, go ahead and tell us what's coming up.
Well, tomorrow night we are going to have our monthly Tea Party meeting. It'll start at 6:30, and it will be held at 8200 Cedar Road in at the Metzenbaum Building. The speaker will be John Morrow. He is a noted economist and political strategist and is a sought-after consultant on energy and current currency policy. Most notably, Mr. Morrow worked for Ross Perot as an economic advisor and as a five-state organizer for Perot. Morrow also worked for the Texas Republican Party in the 1990s, reforming county parties. Morrow also worked for the Perot Data Systems and helped to sell and market electronic voting machines overseas, as well as Social Security systems. He is an opponent of cryptocurrency and digital currency. Mr. Morrow is an advocate of blockchain technology and transparent and open election systems to improve voter confidence. Morrow is also the developer of debate procedures that are used to host asynchronous meetings in place of Robert's Rules of Order.
All right. Do you have a phone number? That's tomorrow. Give the address. That's on Cedar Road in Chesterland, Ohio.
8200 Cedar Road in Chesterland, Ohio.
At the Metzenbaum Center.
That's correct.
Is there a phone number for more information? Well, they can call our office at 440-338-1367. 440-338-1367. You got two other announcements there?
Yes. There are two very important events coming up also in June. Mark your calendars to attend these special events. They are free, but you do need to register. They are for the unborn because we need to fight for them because they can't fight for themselves. So the first event is a pro-life town hall, and you need to send your reservation into admin at geogacountyteaparty.com. That's admin at geogacountyteaparty.com. That will be on Monday, June 19th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And it will be held at the Westwoods Nature Center, located at 9465 Kinsman Road in Novelty, Ohio.
That's Route 87. Jen, is there a phone number? A lot of people listening right now tonight are not on the Internet, okay? And so does Jug County Tea Party have a phone number? I'm sure they do. Okay. Yeah, I think the Jug County Tea Party... number is, and I'll give it to you 1 second here, get ready. Jug County Tea Party number is 440-622-3165. 440-622-3165 for more information. They can call that number. And you have another announcement there, too?
I do. Okay, the second event will be the very next evening, and that will be the Leadership Institute. That will be held Tuesday night, June 20th, from 6 to 9 p.m. And at 5:30, the dinner is included for free as long as you register. To register, you go to www.leadershipinstitute.org/Newbury. That's www.leadershipinstitute.org in Newbury.
Okay.
And that is at 10110 Cedar Road in Newbury, Ohio, in the Rookery. Again, that's Tuesday night, June 20th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
All right, very good. All right, we're going to go take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this break.
This crazy dream about some folks who love this country who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, There arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more back. Awaken, we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
No, we're not gonna take it. Some of us, we haven't been taking it from the beginning. We've been standing up and pushing back because God's word, the Bible, demands, it tells you very, very clearly, without a stutter, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. You know, and these people here that, with these cities, these sanctuary cities where all these run by Democrats, where they're always trying to promote, open the borders, let everyone come in, let the communists come in, let the drug dealers come in, except for don't come to our cities, send them to somebody else's cities. I see there, now the mayor of New York, now he wants to have New York citizens start taking these illegals into their home. I think that's a great idea. I think every Democrat that voted for Joe Biden, every single one, in fact, I think everybody out there that voted for Joe Biden, should have to take these illegal aliens, drug dealers and all, into their homes. Because that's what we warned you and warned you and warned you and warned you. But anyhow, so we're going to take a listen because in Chicago, they got a real problem out there in Chicago with these, and the mayor of Chicago, well, he wants illegal aliens, but not in his city. So we're going to just listen to this with Steve Bannon and Liz Yore. So go ahead and take it away there, Derek.
Lejeur, the great city of Chicago, which I know you love. Tell me, what it's illegal aliens. What is going on here at these police stations, ma'am?
Well, Steve, you said every town is a border town. Well, it's come to Chicago, and it's really a dystopian scene. They've had over 10,000 illegal aliens into the city of Chicago. 200 illegal aliens arrive every day in Chicago, and the city of Chicago has run out of shelters and money. And so the new socialist mayor of Chicago has decided to place these illegal aliens are in the lobbies of 25 police precincts around the city of Chicago. So picture this, the desk sergeant in charge of all these illegal aliens on mattresses, screaming babies, overflowing toilets, trying to find food for these people. And instead of dealing with the crime, which has gone soared in Chicago, in fact, last week we had 49 shot at, 10 killed. That was Memorial Day weekend. This weekend, same numbers, exact same numbers. So, you know, remember when the left was saying, oh, we have to make police officers social workers? Well, in Chicago, they've skipped over that. We have policemen who are now sanitation workers and babysitters. It is, and now what has happened, of course, which Michael Yon has warned us about, there's a sign on one of the police precincts which says, number 25 says, enter at your own risk, measles outbreak. And, you know, I've been following the story. Policemen are saying, oh, it's much more than measles. There's lice. There's scarlet fever. There's accusations that TB now is breaking out. And this is, you know, this police, we're supposed to serve and protect. The crime is just soaring. And we have illegal aliens now in our police stations. The pictures are just shocking. They're just shocking. And, you know, what's interesting, though, is the working poor of Chicago are the ones that have really had it, because the city council just passed $51 million for the illegal aliens, and it's only going to be until June. And all the working poor in the Hispanic and Black areas are saying, wait a minute, that money should come to us, not till the illegal aliens. They're pouring in all these illegal alien children who have never had shots, never had vaccines, and the Chicagoan parents can't get their kids in school because they don't have an updated vaccine schedule. So they're up in uproar over that. And finally, we see Citadel leaving Chicago. We see Caterpillar leaving Chicago. We see Boeing leaving Chicago. So the tax base is diminishing drastically while all the expenses are just soaring. It's, you know, I would say this is a third world country in Chicago, but I've been to police stations in third world countries. I've never seen a scene like this where you have homeless people filling the lobbies, demanding food, demanding diapers. I mean, it's just insane. But this
dystopian.
What a sanctuary city
in Biden's
is,
America.
Folks. This is what a city. That is right. That's right. We're going to see more of this. But the working poor of this country are the ones that are being really discriminated against.
Liz, how do people get to your site? How do they get to you on social media?
I'm everywhere on Elizabeth Yore, all social media platforms, and my website is yourchildren.com.
The working poor in Chicago, they're getting the brunt of it. Unbelievable. Liz, thank you so much. Great report.
All righty, we are back. And folks, let me tell you what we've been talking about here today. Videos. Elementary school turned into lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer, plus pride. Indoctrination cap. That's right. Videos going viral on Monday, taken, excuse me, last Thursday at Matthews School in Newfoundland, Canada, decked out in lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer pride decorations, shows adults, presumably administrators and teachers, dressed in rainbow-colored queer pride costumes, greeting the school's kindergarten through seventh grade children at the door. This is really sick, folks. I mean, this is really, really sick. And here it goes in the school and in the highways. or in the hallways, which are decorated with sodomite pride. With sodomite pride, the adults can be heard telling the children, "Happy Sodomite Pride Day." And so, unbelievable, folks. I'm showing pictures. They're passing through. The poor little kids, they don't know any better. And look, these people, I'm going to tell you something. If you send your child to a public school, or if you take your child out there to anywhere to see these drag things, these drag queens, you don't care much for your children. And I'm going to tell you this, God does. And God really, really frowns on mistreating children. And I'll tell you what else he frowns on, mistreating his people, the Christians. And so here now, this was wrong. Quoting Bible in public gets Christian arrested. That's right. Damon Atkins being arrested in Reading, Pennsylvania, this past Saturday. A man has been, by the way, I just wanted to let Officer Sergeant Bradley T. McClure know. Sergeant Bradley T. McClure, you see, the Bible has a definition for people, for crooked officials, for corrupt, crooked politicians, religious leaders, cops, whatever. The Bible has a definition for you. It's in Hosea 4:12. It's called a whore. And when you're going against it, when you're working the wickedness and you're working evil and you're persecuting God's people, they call it going a whoring. And he says you become whores. So listen to that. Officer Sergeant Bradley T. McClure, you really need to go and read Hosea 4:12. You see, because he went, and by the way, here Damon Atkins was reading at the Sodomite Pride, the filthy, and I mean filthy, and I really mean filthy, Sodomite Pride event. He had a sign explaining that Jesus said, "Go and sin no more." That's what a sign said. It said, "Go and sin no more." It's what the Lord Jesus said. So they arrested him. The report comes from Barley Preacher Man, who described the circumstances. Today, well, he goes on to say, most of the attendants, drag queens, and children had come from out of town, either Lancaster or as far away as New York. The locals in Reading were not out in droves. The gospel went out, but it got pretty rough and pretty quickly. Didn't have any GoPro or anything because I had no idea this was going on today. Just the providence of God that we drove by it. On the video by Barley Preacher Man, he's watching and filming the Sodomite Fest. Talking about his own experience, the additional protesters then arrived with signs. There was a brief exchange between him and the, the corrupt cops, who turns away only to a few seconds later charge the man, wrapped his hands behind him, and handcuffed him. The sign carrier then marched down the block and around the corner and was detained. A report from WFMZ noted that Sodomite Pride events, including the rally at City Hall, you know, folks, I mean, I would never go. If I was in Reading, I would never go to that City Hall. That City Hall has been defiled, and I would never go to that City Hall. Now, not everybody has got morals or values. Not everybody's got honor and integrity. Okay, like the big woke corporations. They'll say most of those people out there, they're just as big as whores as we are. Listen, their dollar. If we can save them money, forget their honor, forget their integrity, they'll still come and shop at us. Well, not everybody. A whole lot of people. They crossed the line so bad that even a whole lot of people that were exactly moderate, model citizens said, you know, that's too much for me. And they're telling, they told Bush Light, they told Anheuser-Busch, you know what? That's too much. You crossed the line with me. And so Anheuser-Busch is saying, uh-oh, maybe some of those people did have some morals. Maybe some of those people did have some honor and some integrity. Maybe some of them actually believed in God out there, right? And now Target is really bad. Let me see. Target is really shaking a rebellious fist in the face of a holy God, folks. I'm going to tell you something. If somebody says to me, well, I understand how you feel, Pastor, but you know, Target's close by my house, and I can save money going there. I'll say that's fine. Just do me a favor. Don't ever even talk to me again. You see. And if you say, well, you think you're better than me, you bet I am, because I would, my values, my standards are much higher. If you go and shop at Target, you virtually are worshiping Satan. If you go and shop at Target, you're virtually worshiping Satan, because that's who they're worshiping there. Revealed, woke Target funding, anti-white, Marxist organization that wants to destroy America's military and give away Mount Rushmore and other public lands and dismantle all white supremacy. These people are absolute fools. They're absolute fools. Target's woke efforts do not end with pushing explicit sodomite swimsuits and other products to minors. The report reveals they condone organizations that hate Jews, and they hate the U.S. military, Christians, and Mount Rushmore. Fox News revealed that Target's nonprofit foundation, which is directed by the retail giant's senior corporate treasurers, funds an organization called NDN Collective. NDN Collective is a Marxist organization which pushes a number of anti-military, anti-Semitic, anti-Christian, anti-white. This includes shutting down and giving away Mount Rushmore and other public lands to truly dismantle white supremacy. These people are absolute, again, fools, folks. So, again, if you want to shop at Target, you have no morals, no standards, no values at all. And that's my opinion, and I think it's a good one. It's an interesting thing, too, here, because, you know, that here in America, multinational corporations, the woke, celebrate Sodomite Month here in America, but they don't celebrate Sodomite Month in the Middle East. The same corporations, Mercedes-Benz, would celebrate Sodomite Month here in America. They'll never get a dime of my money, or BMW. Well, they don't celebrate it in the Middle East. The Muslims wouldn't put up with it. Cisco, also, or Lenovo, or Bethesda, none of these organizations here that celebrate sodomy here in America do that in the East. It's time of the year. Okay, he goes on. Video game developer Bethesda, for its part, posted a tweet on June 2nd acknowledging Sodomite Pride Month, while its Middle East account made no such reference, nor had it updated its profile picture. Pfizer, for example, displays the Sodomite Pride-themed logo for its Twitter accounts in countries such as America, Mexico, and Canada, but is totally absent from countries like Saudi Arabia. Comedian Leon Kearse also jumped into the call, out the corporations, writing, corporations celebrating Sodomite Pride where it makes them money, not celebrating where it doesn't. According to the Human Rights Watch, government officials in the Middle East target lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer individuals. All right, there you go. Here, Kaney Koa releases the Connect files. FBI shielded two firms tied to Chinese communist regime that holds U.S. voter data in mainland China. That's right. In October 2022, Kodak CEO Eugene Hu was arrested in Michigan in connection with the theft of personal data. The alleged stolen data belonged to poll workers that was the subject of the True the Vote pit in Arizona last August, where Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips singled out the Michigan-based company. During the pit, folks, we've been talking about this and talking about this. It's unbelievable how corrupt. And now, I mean, in Maricopa County, you talk about corrupt. The judges have been bought. The sheriff's been bought. Everybody has been bought in there. The drug dealers own. They own them out there, and especially Katie Hobbs. During the Pitt conference, Phillips and Engelbrecht alleged that they were cooperating with the FBI in Michigan about data being sent overseas by this company. The investigation quickly started to turn on them after the FBI started to distance itself from the investigation for some strange reason. Yeah, I just kind of wonder what that's... Again, the FBI has been so corrupted, folks. It has been so corrupted. Journalist Incognito Canico covered this company and researched them better than anyone at any time. Alrighty. Moving on. Oh, moving on. Yeah, we have to talk about this. Seymour Hersh wrote an article. Durham failed to investigate whether Hillary Clinton had crossed the line as FBI joined ranks with Democrats. Okay. The FBI, they are scared to death. They right now, Merrick Garland, the very, 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 very corrupt Merrick Garland. The very, very corrupt Merrick Garland. He's got to stop Trump. These guys have committed so much crime that the Justice Department is so corrupt. So they've been trying to indict President Trump since 2016. The deep state, like Hillary says, because Hillary, they had to protect Hillary. Hillary had promised in 2016, those that helped her, those that were involved in her crime syndicate, those corrupt officials, Comey and Ray and all of those in the FBI, those corrupt officials, if she became president, by helping her steal that election, they would have top jobs, folks. Now, you're not going to hear this on NBC, ABC, CBS, because they were all a part of this corrupt scheme. They were all a big part of the corrupt scheme. And so, here now, in his latest Substack article, Seymour Hersh reveals how members of the Durham Special Investigation felt frustration at Durham's lack of interest in examining whether senior FBI officials had openly joined ranks with the Clinton mob, possibly by exchange for promotions. Possibly. Are you kidding me? In exchange for promotions in a Clinton regime. The Durham report issued on May 15th pleased no one with its focus on the obvious. Hersh writes, 4 years in the making, many Spygate observers were disappointed. The report mainly complies information already available. According to Seymour Hersh, the Durham report only hints at the real story, namely that Russiagate was a fraud initiated by the Clinton mob and abetted by political reporters in Washington, D.C., and senior FBI officials who chose to look the other way. Yeah, they didn't just look the other way. They were a part of it. In late June, July 2016, intelligence agencies obtained insight into Russian intelligence and analysis, alleging that U.S. President candidate Hillary Clinton had approved a campaign plan to stir up a scandal against U.S. President